107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Democrats trying to project unity and optimism ahead of the convention that begins tomorrow in Chicago. Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois tells ABC's This Week that with Vice President Kamala Harris atop the ticket,
the momentum is continuing to build. So I don't think we've reached even the top of where the momentum is going. And then we just need to roll on through to November.
And Harris leads former President Donald Trump by 5 points in a new ABC News Washington Post poll. However, Trump remains more trusted to handle key issues, including the economy, inflation, and immigration. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there are things we cannot be flexible about. After meeting with his cabinet, there's optimism that talks in Doha, mediated by the U.S., have Israel and Hamas on the verge of a ceasefire. Beaches remain closed in parts of the Northeast as dangerous rip currents are still in effect because of Ernesto. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
News, I'm Terry Bell. A new digital resource could be a game changer for entrepreneurs of color in Southeast Wisconsin. August is Black Business Month. Here's Mike Mohn.
This year, several partners launched MKE Boss, which stands for Build, Operate, Scale, and Sustain. The digital platform links entrepreneurs of color with a range of resources, including lending and technical assistance. Self-Help Federal Credit Union's Pam Bell says for a lot of black and brown business owners, it can be hard on them to navigate the financial services sector.
Whatever that business is, whether it's food service and you're skilled in that trade, but how do I scale this? Breaking down how much it costs to, you know, create a product and how much do I need to put back into my business so that it's profitable and all of that.
The program's partners, including Self-Help, want to help these business owners shape their vision and establish more generational wealth in underserved areas. While this initiative is Milwaukee-centric, organizers hope to create a standard that serves as an inspiration for towns and cities elsewhere. Various rankings describe Wisconsin as one of the worst states for racial disparities. Another partner is the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation. Group President Wendy Bauman says beyond their assistance, government agencies can step it up by turning to minority-owned businesses for service contracts.
County, state, local governments, and all the things that they purchase. Money talks, direct purchasing from these businesses.
According to the Small Business Administration, 99% of U.S. companies are small businesses, defined as those with 500 employees or fewer. The BOSS program is funded by a grant from J.P. Morgan Chase. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
It's the Packers and the Broncos. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Preseason football tonight between the Packers and Broncos in Denver. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. Jordan Love will be on the sidelines while Sean Clifford and rookie Michael Pratt handle the duties at quarterback. Matt LaFleur will not be calling the plays. It'll be offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich, who called the plays last week in Cleveland. LaFleur says it's something he got to do as a quarterback coach with the Rams under head coach Sean McVay.
Yeah, Steno called it, and he'll call it again. I think it's a great experience. That's something that when I worked with Sean, he afforded me that opportunity. Yeah, I think it's a good experience for those guys. And then it also allows you to kind of keep the 30,000-foot view, if you will, on everything that's going on.
Baseball, the Brewers with another win over the Guardians last night, 2-1 in favor of the crew. Freddie Peralta pitching six innings, awarded the win. Devin Williams came in the ninth to earn another save. The Cards beat the Dodgers 5-2 in St. Louis, but remain 10 games behind Milwaukee atop the NL Central. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Other than a little patchy fog, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine around the area for today. We'll have light north winds and highs in the lower 80s. In the overnight, mostly clear in mid-50s. Sunshine near 80 to start your work week. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, it's producer Conrad. Pete will be back from vacation Monday with guests Rob Thomas and Bill Leff. The Democratic National Convention is next week, so join the Nightlight stream from 7 to 9 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, or X.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners. Awareness Partners. Awareness Partners. Awareness Partners. Awareness Partners. Awareness Partners.
AM 1400 WRJN.
The music of the stars back again all the way till high noon. Welcome, everybody. I'm Lou Regana, your host. Johnny Mercer, Hoagy Carmichael, Glenn Miller.
Covered lane, and in your lone
you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you?
I got a nickel here. Let me turn that off. Okay, Ray Eberle with the Glenn Miller Orchestra and Hoagie Carmichael's Skylark. See, I got to tell you, I'm glad you're listening to the music of the stars, of course. Been here since November 5th of 2023 and 32 years before that elsewhere. Timeless hits on WRJN. But we're part of the bigger Civic Media Radio Network, and you can hear it statewide. Talk shows anytime on Civic Media app, or else take WRJN with you anywhere you travel. Now you download the app, civicmedia.us. Also go there to hear podcasts, including this one. Here's a treat. I've got an outtake from Meet Me in St. Louis. This was never used. You're going to hear it here. Rodgers and Hammerstein. They were going to put it in, but then the tune, let me tell you, was recorded by Judy Garland for the film, the title Boys and Girls Like You and Me, originally written for Oklahoma the year prior. But they took it out of the show because it was on the tryout period. I don't know the reason. Maybe it was too long. The show was too long. Later on, Arthur Freed of MGM, he bought it for Meet Me in St. Louis. And there was supposed to be a scene for Judy playing Esther, and her boyfriend, Tom Drake. They go to visit the World's Fair construction site in St. Louis. And they thought, well, this is going to slow the movie down, and we're going to take it out. Now, same story, you know, like in The Wizard of Oz, that was almost the cause of the loss of its biggest hit. Well, Arthur said, let's put it back and take me out to the ballgame. No, they took it out of there, too. So they figured they'll put it into a waltz, and they would feature it as dance music in Cinderella. And this has never been heard before. At least, not in this program and hardly anywhere else. Now, I'll take from Meet Me in St. Louis. 80 years old this year.
We walk on every city street. We walk in lanes where branches meet, and stars send down their blessings from the blue. We go through storms of doubt and fear, and so we walk from year to year.
out to the ball game with Frank Sinatra. And they cut it from there, too.
We walk on every city street. We walk in lanes where branches meet. And stars send down their blessings from the blue. We go through storms of doubt and fear, and so we walk from year to year, believing in each other as we do. Bravely marching forward, two by two. Kings and lots of things.
Stars. 80 years for Maybe in St. Louis. MGM's classic.
We'll be right back. WJM.
Penny.
You better get out of here.
All right, I will. However, before I go, I just want to tell you that maybe I was wrong the other night. But I didn't know it at the time.
So now you know.
Yes, I do. Goodbye.
Wait a minute. Maybe in a way, I might have been wrong.
Oh, no. This one is on me.
Listen, Lucky Garnett, there's no use arguing.
I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
All right. Goodbye.
Hollywood musicals, you gotta love them. You do love them, don't you? Fred Astaire introduced this.
Lucky! Wait a minute! Lucky!
Thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love. Just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Singing the Ginger. She runs off. Don't you run off. Angel's Speech are next.
You and your smile hold a strange invitation. Somehow it seems we've shared our dreams, but where? Time after time in a room full of strangers, out of the blue, suddenly you are there. Wherever I go, you're the glow of temptation, glancing my way in the gray of the dawn. Always your eyes smile that strange invitation. When you are gone, where, oh, where have you gone? How long must I stay in this world of illusion? Be where you are, so near yet so far apart. Hoping you'll say with a warm invitation, where have you been, darling? Come in, into my heart. You and your smile hold a strange invitation. Somehow it seems we've shared our dreams, but where? Time after time in a room full of strangers, out of the blue, suddenly you are there. Wherever I go, you're the glow of temptation. And always your eyes smile that strange invitation. When you are gone, where, oh, where have you gone? How long must I stay in this world of illusion? Be where you are, so near yet so far apart. Hoping you'll say with a warm invitation, where have you been, darling? Come in, into my heart.
Song You're Not Going to Go Home Humming. That's one of the most difficult songs anywhere. But it's brilliant. Brilliant. Invitation. Four Lads had a bit of an adventure with that. Frank Duvall in the orchestra. That was Angel Speech. Eric Schneider on sax.
Be where you are, so near yet so far apart. Hoping you'll sail with a warm invitation. Where have you been, darling? Come in.
Saw Caper. Paul Francis Webster with the lyrics. Invitation. Title of a movie. Frank Duvall was quite a comic, too, in early television. Let's grab the next flight. Take off in the blue. The music of the stars. Daily highlight on WRJN for decades. Now, he's back with the rest of the story. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen, 7:25. Right again after the noon news, Cindy Huber, 5 minutes after high noon, Central.
It was an experimental aircraft, and it represented the biggest aviation contract in American military history. The designers whom the Army had contacted were obligated not only to produce the machine, but to conduct the test flights and to train flyers. Many in the Army were skeptical, for if the manufacturer's claims could be believed, this craft of theirs would not only outmaneuver anything ever built, but it would fly faster than any airplane ever before. So, the testing began early in September, Fort Myer, near Washington, D.C. By twilight of the 12th, every aviation record in the book had been broken. But this is the rest of the story. A 26-year-old Lieutenant Tom Selfridge had requested to go along on one of those test flights, and his request was granted September 17. The craft was airborne about 4 minutes when the trouble started. The pilot would later recall that he'd heard an unfamiliar tapping sound coming from somewhere in the rear of the plane. Unable to identify its source, he informed Lieutenant Selfridge that they should prepare to land immediately. But then at once, two colossal thumps. The craft shuddered violently and swerved to the right. The pilot fumbled for the proper controls, quickly discovering that the control surfaces in the tail were utterly inoperable. Frantically, the pilot attempted to compensate, and he did manage to get the plane pointed back toward the airfield, directly at the airfield, in fact, straight down. The craft pulled out of its nosedive at the last moment, but not in time to avoid a crash. The pilot never lost consciousness. He was pulled from the wreckage. He was asking about his passenger, Lieutenant Selfridge. And yet the extent of the injuries to both men was yet to be determined. And the next day, an assortment of fragments from the crash was brought to the test pilot's bedside. And from critical pieces, he was able to reconstruct what had happened. A stress fracture, which deformed a surface, which caused unequal thrust, which created a vibration, which loosened a wire, and so on, and so on. By then, it hardly mattered. The aircraft was lost. The pilot was left with multiple fractures, including 4 broken ribs, and his passenger, Lieutenant Selfridge, was dead. He had died of head injuries shortly after the accident. And in doing so, he made aviation history. To this day, Tom Selfridge, who only wanted to go along for the ride, is remembered in history as the first man ever to die in an air crash. For that fatal flight, that autumn test run at Fort Myer took place September 17, 1908. And the aircraft designer test pilot, who might have been killed but was not, the test pilot who might have been killed but survived, the man at the controls when that grim precedent was set, had been at the controls not quite 5 years previous. Not quite 5 years previous to set the most significant precedent in the entire saga of human flight. The fortunate aviator seeking to sell the Army on aviation was Orville Wright. Now you know the rest of the story.
Fly with me, let's float down to Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Of the stars, Billy May and the Band with Francis. Still used propellers. And our time in the air was a lot longer than today's air travel. There was an airline, well, on the screen anyway, Transorient Pacific Airlines. It's imaginary. sent one of their flights into movie history. And the plane, en route from Honolulu to San Francisco, this all-star collection of passengers and crew. This is one of the first disaster movies. No, there were other ones. Five came back, 1939 for RKO. Let's see, we had Robert Stack, Claire Trevor. And Dmitri Tiomkin's great music. Came a little bit of intrigue. Sammy Kahn said, "You can't run that for the Oscar nominations. It was not in the movie." Yeah, Sammy Kahn, he got it into it with Dmitri Tiomkin. He said, "This man put the lyrics back into one single print, ran for 1 week in Los Angeles. So it's not eligible." Oh, yes, it is. Well, Dmitri got the score, and he got the Oscar for the music for High and the Mighty. But they didn't make it because Paul Francis Webster got it for Three Coins in the Fountain. Picture was too long. Theater owners were complaining, "I don't get the turnover. The same people are in the seats." Yeah, nowadays they make movies over 3.5 hours long, but not then. Get them in, get them out, sell them the popcorn in the meantime. But this was one great picture, and it's been restored.
One by one, they boarded the plane. The most bizarre group of people ever thrown together by fate on the most exciting adventure that ever spanned an ocean. There was Dan, who had used up his 9 lives and was starting on number 10. May, who could talk to a man without saying a word. Lydia, who was as low as high society can get. Sullivan, whose nerves of steel were beginning to rust. Sally, who lived in a world of whistles. Ed, who had taught himself to face disaster with a smile. Pardy, a heart full of courage wrapped up in a bundle of nerves. Childs, a wealthy collector of other men's wives. Flaherty, who thought he could hide his fears in a bottle. Agnew, a coward, until he held a gun in his hand. Spaulding, a right girl who had to be nice to some wrong people. Yes, the brash and the brave, big-timers and two-timers, the chaste and the cheats, morning glories and nighttime women, suddenly transformed by a single stroke of fate into people with all pretense gone and every violent emotion turned loose.
You're quite a conqueror with the ladies, aren't you? That should interest you, madam.
I've had enough of them.
What's the matter, you guys?
Hey, what's this all about?
Crazy, break it up.
Crazy, he's got a gun.
What?
Check your final position. I'm going to take her down.
Wait a few more minutes,
Captain. Do as I say.
But it looks like...
Do as I say.
Give me a few more minutes.
I've already waited too long. Here we go.
No, we don't.
Get a hold of yourself, you yellow.
semi for news and weather. The music of the stars, Dmitri Tiomkin, a personal favorite. Seen music fun, music in the monument. It's back again, Friday, August 23rd, live. Bring your own chair. August 23rd, 4:30. WRGN. Be a voter, we say. Our website, civicmedia.us/vote. civicmedia.us/vote. Information on absentee ballots. How and where to vote. Races in our districts, individual ones, and statewide. civicmedia.us. Worldwide. Stand by. See what's shaking in this crazy old world of ours. On news. And we'll give you the olds. Music of the star.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.